Scott Stein from Cumulus Media Saginaw. Welcome back to our podcast, a series of podcasts, and that we're featuring with our friends from Bell Tire. Gary Vredeveld is back in our studio for yet another visit. So through our series here, we've talked about winter tires and also about making sure your tires are, you know, ready for winter. But there's so much more when it comes to winter driving to be ready for, to make sure your car is good to go. Battery, fluids, checking your brakes, all that good kind of stuff. Do you guys have at Bell Tire, do you have like a winter checkup that I could pull a vehicle in for? Or?
Well, yeah. I mean, year round, we always do free safety inspections. So if, you know, around wintertime, it's incredibly crucial to make sure everything's up to par. Mm-hmm. So I tell all my customers, you know, if you've ever been stranded with a dead battery, you know, or with a flat tire or some of the car problem, you know, regardless of the time of year, there's no convenient opportunity. You know, when it's 20 below zero and the battery on your cell phone is dead and, you know, now you have a car problem, you know, that's not the time to find out. Yeah. And, you know, and things will eventually inevitably go wrong. But, you know, doing your part and having your vehicle checked before there's a problem, you know, it's a great idea. You would assume that your little Jiffy Oil places are checking everything for you, but they're usually not. So your best bet, what I recommend is before wintertime, come in and just say, you know, I'd like to have a winter evaluation done on my car. And then what we're going to do is get it up in the air. And obviously, we're going to check the tread depths on all four tires and evaluate, you know, where we stand. They could be great and be perfect to last you. There might be enough tread where they would work okay for the summer, but not for winter. So maybe you might want to buy a set of winter tires, keep those old tires, and put them back on in the spring again. But we want to do is, you know, take the tires off and check the brakes. Right. We want to check all the steering and suspension components. We want to lower the hood down. It's probably a great time to get an oil change if you're close, because you're going to have fresh oil in the engine. Then we're going to check all your fluids. We're going to check your belts. We're going to check your hoses. You know, top off your windshield wiper solvent, which we can't put enough emphasis on your windshield wipers and the solvent. You know, in the summertime, we take for granted, we might not turn them on for a couple of weeks. But in the wintertime, especially when they're salting the roads and it's splashing.
Using your wipers all the time.
All the time. So
and washing your
In the washer fluid. So I recommend everybody, you know, get your new wipers before winter, or if yours are like brand new, you know, at least get them evaluated. Yeah. Keep extra windshield wiper solvent with you, because sometimes during the peak of bad driving, gas stations run out.
What's the price point on? I go in and I look at wiper blades. I really don't know what I'm looking for.
Sure.
I notice the price difference. What is the? Is there a price point that you should look at? Because there are cheap ones and expensive ones.
Well, no, there's cheap ones and there's some overly expensive ones that are definitely a lot more over form than function. But what comes on cars nowadays and has for, you know, almost two decades, what we call a structureless blade. They no longer have all those little brackets and springs that break and didn't work well in the wintertime. These are designed to really hug your windshield perfectly. And as you're driving down the road and the air pressure is greater, it pushes it down harder to where at the higher speeds, they won't lift off. They actually still work. So, you know, there's numerous type of blades out there in the structureless.
You guys sell a couple different brands?
Yeah, I mean, I could get you whatever you want. We always stock the Contour blades, which are original equipment replacements. They work exceptionally well. You know, the old standard traditional wiper blades you used in the 80s and 90s, they're usually $9.99.
Right.
We install them for free, as most places will.
Yeah.
For the better structureless ones that you can actually add on to an older vehicle to just improve them. But for what comes on a newer car, on an average, they're $19.99 each, and we put them on for free. And, you know, wintertime is a great time to get them evaluated to make sure they're going to work. You're not going to leave streaks all over the place. And when that
so
car
$19.99 is kind of in the middle, probably. That's your middle ground.
Yeah, $19.99 each is going to going to get you into original equipment blades, and I see no reason to deviate from what came on the car because they put them on there for a pretty good reason.
Right. So. Yeah. Okay. And then we didn't really get you, and I didn't mean to cut you off or sidetrack you, but battery, obviously, very critical this time of year.
Yeah. You know, about the two times of year that we see batteries fail predominantly is in the wintertime. Mm-hmm. You know, when you start getting down into really, really cold at night, that's when you will find out that your battery's not up to snuff. You know, batteries have two ratings. They have a cranking amp, and then they have what we need to go off of in Michigan is a cold cranking amp.
Gotcha.
So just because it's working fairly well, if it's 3 or 4 years old, it could still be down to only 60% of its life remaining. Mm-hmm. When you get down into the very, very, very cold nights, that will draw that battery down even more. And that's when you go out to start it the next day. And sometimes it's really slow to start. And sometimes it's just not going to.
Yeah.
You know, we always do a free battery check. It's real easy for us to hook it up. It'll tell us the condition of your battery with no load. It'll allow us to apply a load to simulate your blower running and your defroster and you know, the heater and the radio, and then it'll let us see what happens to the percentage of the battery when it's operating under a load like it would. So this way you get a good idea to, you know, replace it ultimately before you have to because you're stranded trying to get a jump start. You know, so you'll know when you get an idea for it. You know, a lot of people still to this day do carry jumper cables in the trunk.
I always do.
Yeah, or, you know, sometimes there's nobody around to help you. So there's a lot of popularity being gained in the new portable jump boxes.
Like a power pack kind of thing?
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, they're getting very reasonable in price. Mm-hmm. Some of them, like the one my friend keeps in his truck, has a miniature air compressor built into it and a work light built into it. So he can, you know, he
inflate a tire if he needs
he
to.
Can, exactly.
Or charge a battery.
Or he could help somebody else out inflate a tire on the side of the road.
You guys sell those?
But we do not. We do not. Okay, but, you know, all of your auto parts stores will have them. Most of your big Myers and other places will have something like that. But it's a great investment. It really is. And they're great Christmas presents for a lot of people that you didn't think we'd use something like that.
But you guys do sell new batteries, obviously.
Absolutely. And we always do free installation on them. You know, we carry Interstate batteries. It is the most dependable battery you can possibly buy. And we will always do a free battery check year-round, just so you always know the state of your battery, and you can preemptively buy one before you wake up one day and have to buy one.
So if you're going out on a, you know, the mornings, if we're having, you know, a low temperature around, you know, 30 to 40, and your car is cranking, you know, a little slow.
A little slower than it normally would.
When the battery
is
starting to go. If it gets down to 10 degrees, it's probably not going to start.
Yeah. You know, for every 10 degrees you lose out there, the harder it is to start your car. Mm-hmm. You know, the fluids in your car, like your motor oil, gets a lot thicker the colder it gets.
Right.
So now
takes more to crank.
Well, yeah. Now your starter's working harder to overcome the extra thickness of the oil.
Yeah.
And, you know, everything in the car is really cold and not moving well. So, you know, they used to always say that, you know, you could 5 years out of a battery. Well, we're seeing them fail in some certain condition, you know, way less than that. And we have some people come in having us check their batteries, and we pop the hood, and lo and behold, it's already 8 years old. So they've got their money's worth out of it. Like I say, there's never a convenient time to have to get a jump start.
Yeah. And I will throw this in. If you're looking under your hood and you see like a lot of corrosion around the battery cable,
absolutely,
it's probably not a good sign.
Well, no. And, you know, with top post batteries, which is getting to be the norm, the corrosion that you see on there is a big problem. Generally, what we'll do is when we see something like that, we'll take the terminals off, we'll clean them up.
Right.
Yeah. We have a sealer that we put on there that helps make good continuity, but also prevents that electrolysis from coming back on there again.
Okay.
But if left unattended, it does actually discharge and drain a battery for you. So, yeah, it's a really good idea to have that checked. I said, you would think when you're getting your oil changes done at the dealer or certain places, you would hope that they're checking that, but
no guarantee.
No, because it's so important now for everybody to get on the road as quickly as possible.
Right.
A lot of the important things that should be done are just not getting done anymore. So right. sometimes you don't have an idea until you already know there's a problem, which is usually not the best time to find out.
Yeah. Okay, so we've talked batteries, wiper blades, fluids, belts, hoses. How about like emergency? Do you have a suggested list of items that you should carry in your car at all times during the winter?
Yeah, I do for myself, and I make sure my wife and daughter do. And that's there's in every one of our cars, there's a blanket in the back. Mm-hmm. You know, you might be stranded. It might be an hour before someone can help you.
Right.
The car gets pretty cold, so having mm-hmm. a blanket in there is nice. All of my cars have at least one extra gallon of windshield wiper solvent.
Right.
You know, you don't want to be 30 miles from a gas station and run out of fluid. Your windshield's white from all the salt on it.
Right.
You know, the jump box or the jumper cables.
Right, at least cables.
Yeah, you know, you can usually find somebody to help you if you needed to get a jump start, but very few people carry jumper cables in newer cars anymore. So
right.
if you have your own, at least now you just need someone to help you.
Exactly.
But once again, if you carry the portable jump box, you know, you can do all that yourself. Plus, like I said, some of them have really nice added features like a work light.
Mm-hmm.
They will also let you plug stuff in to say, if your car is dead and your cell phone's almost empty, you can plug into that and charge your cell phone for emergencies.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, they'll have a little air compressor to inflate your tires in it. But, you know, one of the biggest problems that we see happen in the wintertime more than anything else is when that chip that's been in your windshield for four or 5 months. Finally, all of a sudden, when you wake up one day, it's not a chip, it's a giant crack
right.
and it has to be replaced.
Especially if it's frigid and you're turning your defroster on, the heat hits it, and boom, it'll just snap.
Yeah, or moisture gets inside of it. And obviously, when the temperatures drop and that moisture freezes and turns to ice, it expands and it blows the two layers apart and it cracks. So,
and you guys do windshields?
Well, we do full replacement, but you know, a lot of times, you know, 99% success rate with a very small chip in a windshield that would eventually spread.
Right.
If you preemptively repair it the proper way, it's not going to spread on you.
Mm-hmm.
If you have full coverage insurance, your insurance will always pay for the chip repairs for free. It'll cost you nothing. It doesn't hurt your insurance. You don't have a deductible on it. Because it saves them cost of a windshield replacement, and it saves you a lot of time. You know, it's just an inconvenience to take a couple hours of your day to replace a windshield. So,
is there a rule of thumb when it comes to the size of the chip or the crack? Or?
Yeah, it's really important on two things. You know, most importantly, the size.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you start getting up to a quarter size, you know, you really have to evaluate, first off, how good is it going to look after it's done?
Right.
Depending on where it's at. If it's in your line of sight, that's very disturbing.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so the size is obviously very, very important factor to take into consideration when you're looking at a repair versus a replacement. But more importantly is definitely where it's at in the windshield. If it's anywhere in your line of sight, you know, your critical viewing area that we'd consider, you know, a 15 by 24 inch area right in front of the steering wheel, you don't want anything in there obstructing your vision.
Right.
So most insurance companies won't even allow you to repair it. That would be an immediate replacement.
Okay, gotcha.
And it's actually one of the things I agree with.
Yeah.
You know, you need every opportunity you can to be safe. And if there's something on your windshield causing target fixation and you're not paying attention to the road, it's actually a safety consideration.
Yeah.
So
you want that gone as soon as possible.
Yeah, so I recommend, as soon as you get a chip in your windshield, which happens all the time,
mm-hmm.
bring it over to Bell Tire. Let us send our glass technicians out and evaluate it. Let's see if this is a good candidate to be. Sometimes they're so small you don't have to worry about it because there's no chance of it spreading.
Right.
But at least you can find out, you know, the faster you fix it, the better the end results are you in the long run.
Okay. Do they have to bring the vehicle to you, or do you send a tech out to look at a windshield?
Oh, we do whatever's convenient. If you just want to stop in at a Bell Tire at your convenience, we'll always go out in the parking lot, evaluate it, look at it right then.
Mm-hmm.
If it's something that needs to be repaired or needs to be replaced, we have our own mobile technicians.
Oh, okay.
He drives around in a van all day.
So they could do it right here at the radio station.
I could do it here. I could do it at your house.
Gotcha.
You know, the only concern ever with that is in inclemental weather. If it's raining, obviously, you don't want to pull a windshield out and get somebody's car wet.
Right.
So,
right.
you know, we would need some type of a shelter to do it.
Gotcha.
We can obviously conveniently do it at our stores. Mm-hmm. So we're very accommodating with whatever's going to work the best for you to get it replaced. And we work with all major insurance companies as well. So,
okay. Bottom line, we want everybody to have a safe winter driving season. And it starts with having a safe vehicle and then being prepared with those, you know, emergency items that you need.
Be prepared. Take a little bit more time. Yep. Most bad things happen when people are in a rush and they're driving a little faster than the situations will allow. So, you know, more important to leave a little earlier and drive a little slower and pay a lot more attention to, you know, if you're driving with severe winter tires we talked about, you can stop really fast on an icy road. Mm-hmm. But the guy behind you with worn out all season tires can't.
Right.
So you just, you got to be, obviously you pay a lot more attention to your surroundings.
Right.
But just slow down and take your time. It's, you know, wintertime. You know, we never know what's going to happen or when it's going to happen. So right. we should always be prepared for the worst yeah. case scenario.
There are always surprises, that's for sure. All right, he's our guy. He can be your guy, too. Gary Vredeveld, the manager of the Miller Road Flint Bell Tire location. Thanks again, Gary.
Hey, thanks for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity.